Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're going to be talking about being called to unity and different aspects of the unity that God wants us to live with, unity even in the midst of uniqueness. Throughout Scripture, God makes it clear that He has gifted His children. He has gifted us as His creation. Some gifts that are similar, some that are very unique, so that together we can accomplish what He would have us do. And it's that kind of unity. It's not a conformity, but it's a unity that values the way that God has created us. And today we're going to talk about a unity of life. And really, the concept of living together in unity. Psalmist writes and says, "How good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity." The idea of getting along. I'm guessing that most of us, I would probably even guess all of us, have had times when we've not gotten along with people that are around us. At times even within our own family and our extended family, when family members have been at odds with one another, perhaps we've been involved in that. And the tension that exists when people don't get along. I suspect we've also been in churches where people have not gotten along. And sometimes even to the point where a church divides, it splits. People, instead of working out their differences, instead of pursuing unity in Christ, we simply move on. It's not uncommon. In fact, in Scripture, God uses even that to accomplish good things. We have the incident with Paul and Barnabas and John Mark and this division that arises in this conflict of John Mark evidently deserting them and giving up on a trip that they were taking. And when they're ready to go again, Paul doesn't want to take him. And it says there's such a sharp division, sharp conflict arose between them that they went their separate ways. But as you look at Scripture of what God did by them taking two paths, you can see that God used that, even though it really wasn't, I don't believe it was what He would have desired. At least not the conflict part. It may have been God's intention all along to prepare two teams to go and do separate things. And sometimes we're afraid to do that. But so often in our modern day culture, we become divided. And instead of becoming more effective, we become less effective. In fact, our witness for Christ becomes tarnished. And not so much because of the initial division, but because of how we treat one another. That even in our differences, we don't pursue unity. This unity that God says is good and pleasant. As I stated earlier, that it's not a unity of even doing everything exactly the same. It's not a unity of thinking exactly alike. It's a unity in Christ. It's a unity of purpose And so many times, if we could step back, and I realize it's not 100% true. There are people that do life with ulterior motives and selfish motives, and sometimes we're that person. But many times, individuals that are living a life that's pursuing growth in Christ are desiring the same thing, they're just approaching it differently. And their goal is that people would know Jesus. But because we tend to know different people, the approach of taking the same message to people isn't always the same. And when we learn to value God's gifting in our own life, we also learn to value God's gifting in the lives of others. To live together in unity requires that common purpose. As we talked about a little bit yesterday, it requires that common head that we're all listening to, that we're all responding to, that we're all taking direction from. I believe it requires a lifestyle of prayer, that we're in communication with the head, we're listening, we're doing what God would want done. But we're also learning how He's using others. And we value that. And we honor the work of others. I believe it's part of the reason why God tells us to submit to one another, to look out for the needs of others, even above our own. Because it helps us to live with this unity of life when we begin to value them. And we begin to see. And yes, there are times where we look at the actions of others and we can see by the fruit that's producing that there's some kind of discord. Perhaps some kind of disconnect. Just as there is in our own life from time to time. And there is a time for correction. There is a time for teaching and instruction. To bring others into line. To bring ourselves into line. But it's under the big picture of following Jesus, of representing Jesus, of making Him known. The things that work in one place don't always work somewhere else. What it takes to build relationship with one person may not work well in building relationship with someone else. And so we value those unique perspectives. When those unique perspectives are being used to share Jesus. If we all begin to think the same and act the same and be the same, life becomes pretty boring. I remember a story that a good preacher friend of mine had told. It. He and his family had taken a trip out west and to California and had driven out and back and stopped at a lot of different sites. And after stopping at a lot of different sites throughout these travels, they finally reached the Grand Canyon. And they get out and look around and while I've never been there, the photos I've seen, the reactions I've heard from others, it's such an awe-inspiring place. But as the story goes, one of the children got out and looked around and said, more rocks. And that's what happens if we don't value the uniqueness God created us to be. And people look at us and they just see cookie cutter, and it doesn't look real. It looks like just more rocks, more of those Christians. It's that variety that helps people to see that life has value, and that we can get along. And not only just get along, but we can prosper, we can enjoy life, learning from one another and valuing one another and enjoying the company and the differences as well as the similarities. Oh, how good and pleasant it is when people dwell together, live together, work together, do life together in unity. You see, that's the kind of unity of life that I believe God calls us to. That people can look at the church, they can look at your family, they can look at my family, and while they don't see perfection because we're human, they see a goodness and a pleasantness that is desirable, that represents Jesus, that comes from a unity in Christ. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider how you're doing. Is life good and pleasant? And I know things are tough. The news is bad. Life is hard. But when you come together as family, when you come together as the body of Christ, is it good and pleasant? Or is it a struggle? If it's not good and pleasant, perhaps God's wanting to teach you something about growing in unity and finding that in Him we have all we need to be united. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that we are your children and that you love us. Your love is never failing. It consistently calls us to yourself. It looks out for our good. Even at the cost of your Son, you were looking out for us. And Father, you've called us to live in unity with you so that we can live in unity with one another. That when we are united with Christ, we have the tools necessary to know how good and pleasant it is to do life together with others in unity. And Father, today I pray that as we consider what it feels like when we gather with family, when we gather as the body of Christ, if it isn't feeling good and pleasant, then Father, help us to see how we need to change. Help us to see the unity that we're missing. Help us to find it in you. And Father, as we live together in unity, as we value the uniqueness of others, as we lift up their skills and their abilities and the way that they can work that we can't and the way we can work that they can't, may the people around us see a unity that is desirable, that is good and pleasant, that brings them to want that relationship with Jesus. May we always stay focused on the source of that unity, on how Christ is the one that brings about a good and pleasant unity, a good and pleasant life. Even in the midst of troubles, even in the midst of conflict, even in the midst of differences, It's not that we all of a sudden don't have those things that the world struggles with. It's that you've given us the tools and the means to get along in the midst of them. Father, today I pray for those that are struggling, and I know many here in the United States and so many places in the world, the cost of things are skyrocketing and wages aren't. We're living with the same pay, and yet our expenses have drastically increased. And I think of those that were already living paycheck to paycheck and not even getting by then. I pray for those young families that are struggling with rent and groceries and gas to get to work and all of the expenses of life. And especially those young families that haven't experienced as much life to know how to make do with less, or how to bring in more, or how to survive. But it affects all of us. It's not just young families that are struggling, it's people of every generation. And I pray that you would give us as your body wisdom, and even in the midst of the struggles of the economy and everything going on within the world and our country, that we would be that body of Christ that makes it good and pleasant to be together, because we're valuing each person, we're caring for each person, we're helping each person as much as we can, knowing that all of the help that is needed comes from you. Father, today may we know the unity that results in this good and pleasant life. And may we pursue it in such a way that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do want to give a heads up. Sunday, June 12th, I'll be at the Spencer Christian Church near Taylorsville, Kentucky, Spencer County, Kentucky, doing a prayer seminar. I'll be preaching there in the morning and some prayer seminar sessions in the afternoon. And so if you're in that area, feel free to look them up, spencerchristian.org, I believe. I'll double check that for tomorrow's broadcast. But definitely welcome to join them and me as we worship together and learn together this coming Sunday. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.